don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the breakdown edition.
There's nothing is yet to, so just a rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three, rule three, rule three. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the breakdown edition. As always, I'm your host, Too Legit. And joining me, as always, the man on the boards.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
That's right.
Is that better?
It is Rocky. I let the people say his name first. Also, right. that drum on that glorious song, man, it's nasty.
Love it.
Also, to my right is the urban nerd.
Oh, all right. Well.
Your mom is so poor.
Yep. I'm so...
Are you confused?
So confused right now. And... I'm just gonna move on.
It was DJ Khaled. I can't help his song begins. So like, yeah.
All right, and to my left, the one and only Smoochie.
Go Suns.
There we go. It takes too long.
All right, all right. I could dig this.
All right,
no diggity. Black
Street. This is cookout music.
This is barbecue music.
Yeah,
sit in the backyard.
Yeah.
All right, on the show today, tonight, tomorrow, as always, we have our top fives.
Oh, do you want to run through my questions or top five?
Well, we got top five. We got questions too. I was getting to it. I was going to say we got our top fives, which is top fives is going to be top five UFC fighters of all time and top five something. I wrote it down, but I forgot.
UFC fighters.
UFC fighters, and there's another
one. We can do top five college football players next week.
No, we do that now.
Oh, we got enough? ACC college football players.
All right. But first, usually it's the two legit questions of the week, but I've passed that responsibility on to, basically because he asked me to, Rocky.
But first, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. The real ABC?
All right, that's good enough. All right, you did good. And we are broadcasting live at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, where
you can make your dreams come true.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're learning. All right.
Visit gocsb.com or call 1-800-TV-RADIO.
Absolutely. And before we move in forward, the gentleman also have a show, Mr. Urban Nerd and
Smoochie. The one and only Smoochie.
Speak about it?
Yeah, so we recently started our show Fridays at 12. You know, Ball's Life show. We just talk about, you know, sports, a little lifestyle talk as well. Had a great first show. Tune in, check us out on our page at the Legion of Greatness Radio Network on Facebook.
Or you can check us out on our Twitters, Urban Nerd, Herb_Nerd. Or you can check me out at Blessed Greatness on Twitter, y'all already know. Diary of a Cool Dude, that's me. Support us. And we want to thank the Connecticut School of Broadcasting for making the dreams come true. If you're wondering how your dreams come true, just look at us.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey. Absolutely.
Easy way to find them. Also, just go to the Breakdown Sports Show page. We are linked all over there now because we are kind of doing this co-show awesomeness.
Yeah,
over the past month.
Man, I got to thank you guys definitely for, you know, opening the doors. And we would love to have you guys on our show as well.
It'll happen
definitely one day.
No hate, no shade, no Kyrie, no LeBron, no nothing.
We shouldn't talk about LeBron.
It
should be a rule. Can't say his name. I can't say his name without trying to get upset.
I think we need the Kyrie and LeBron thing should be off limits until October.
I like that.
Till football start. Basketball starts, excuse me.
Yeah, once football starts, I really won't give a crap. Because once regular season basketball starts, I really don't care at all until the All-Star break.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a Golden State Warriors situation. Everybody's winning.
That's right.
Yeah.
We all win here.
We share the ball.
And I am the Kevin Durant.
I could be Clay, you know, behind the scenes, you know, do my thing.
I'm Zaza.
You take an ankle out?
I'm just dirty and mean. I'm dirty and mean.
But that must mean.
I'm James McAdoo. The James? Bum. This gets rings.
Oh, the guy that got cut?
Nah.
No, did he get
cut? They got cut McAdoo.
About time.
They cut McAdoo.
Terrible.
Because they drafted the kid from Oregon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going to be great this year.
I played against James McAdoo, and I hate his game.
Don't worry, remember that.
Don't worry about Carolina hated his game, too.
Yeah. I played against Chris Wilcox once.
Did you?
Wow.
It was embarrassing, but yeah.
From Maryland?
Yeah, he's from Whiteville, North Carolina, where I'm from.
Okay.
I watched Stackhouse once. I didn't play against him.
Nope.
I wasn't smart.
He was out playing ball in the offseason at the court. I rolled up. I got next.
Okay.
And his team won. And then my team lost.
By a lot or a little?
Nah, we had two guys who could shoot really good. But I kind of drove an open lane. Somebody dished it to me. And I went for a layup. And I've never had a ball blocked so hard in my life. It went on to the next court. It was embarrassing. But granted, Chris Wilcox is an NBA player. And at that time, I was a 5'3" white guy. So
Wilcox is what, 6'10"?
Yeah, he's really big.
Power forward.
Journeyman. But he was a solid player. Yeah, I always liked him. He drove a sweet, like, blue Cadillac.
I wonder how you got that in high school. Never mind.
And you're still 5'3".
I'm 5'5" now.
All right, whatever.
I was only 16 at the time.
You know what? You've made progress.
Yup.
And that's what matters.
It ain't getting no better from here, man. That's it. My spine keeps getting worse. I'm just going to get smaller. It's okay. You're but I can still shoot.
That's all that matters.
And I'm a pesky defensive player.
Oh, in 2K, right?
No, I can play in real life. Right. A little bit. I don't shoot that much anymore. They used to call me Bank Shot Magic.
Bank Shot Magic?
Bank Shot Magic. Because I was the dude who I would never really shoot it. I passed and I just really just made people mad. Like the best ballers out there, I could defend them. I could keep, basically because I had the energy to stay with people. I could always run with you. I just aggravate the hell out of you.
What was your name again?
Bank Shot Magic. Hey, look, and it's because the game winner, somebody would throw it to me and I'd hurl it up there and it would hit the backboard and go in every time. Bank Shot Magic.
All right.
You got to hoop with me and James, man.
Come on
with us.
We have to come. We have to get out there.
Really? You want some of Grandmama?
No.
I'm the original. All right.
No.
That Bank Shot. I used to lower my goal to like 7 feet back when I was like 12.
Oh.
Because I couldn't dunk, man. So I was like, all right.
You couldn't dunk. You mean I can't dunk? Because you still can't.
No, I can. I'll lower the goal. I'll be like Coach Cat. By the way, one thing I want to mention. Does anybody hate the drive-by dunking yet?
No,
I love it.
I think it's hilarious.
Really?
I love it. Did you see airplane mode? Just hop out of a car and just jump over somebody?
That was a good one.
Like it's nothing?
See, and I want it to be more like, stop doing it when no one's around. Like, let people be on the court and just run up and take the ball and just
jump in and haul.
The
ones I hate is the kids will jump out and go break the backboard. And then they'll drive. I'm like, dude, come on.
That's a jerk.
That's just.
Now, the good one I saw was Coach Cal Perry. He actually lowered the goal.
Yes.
That was funny.
Anthony Davis was pretty great, though.
Yeah.
He got out and just real subtly was like.
He kind of started. Darren Fox was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Boom. And he was like, all right.
The guy that is, like, he's impersonating Carmelo. He just goes out there. He literally does everything Carmelo does in the gym. Hoodie on, sweatpants.
Hoodie and sweat.
Oh, gosh.
Good. Just lays the ball up. Oh, man. But Derrick Jones was the best one.
Yeah.
Kid was on the court. He literally comes out and just jumps over the kid.
His car.
Wow. And just runs.
I mean, what would you do? You'd just be like, what?
You look up like this and you're like, oh, wow. Okay.
It was Derrick Jones. I'd be happy.
I'd be like, hey, that was pretty cool.
He's in dunk contest.
Yep.
That's true. All right.
Let's
get into questions of the week. If you put Eli Manning on the Cowboys, would they have a Super Bowl ring?
No.
No.
Wouldn't have a defense. Subpar running
game. Are you talking about this year?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No. No, actually.
Okay, ever.
No.
But Tony Romo up, would he ever have a ring?
Mm-mm. No.
I agree. No.
Yeah, I agree too.
Cowboys never have been that lucky like he has.
The defense has never been that good since 95, dude. I'm sorry.
Right.
What if Tryon Smith was on the Giants this year? How good would they be? And, of course, you know, he's our all-world left tackle.
Eli Manning would have 10 less picks every year.
10 less?
who's running back for the Giants right now?
Perkins. Perkins, thank you.
He'd be maybe a borderline 1,000-yard runner. Borderline.
Would they win a Super Bowl?
No, I don't think it'd make a difference.
They could.
With a good offensive lineman?
Yes, oh yes. Right. Especially the blindside one, for sure.
All right, here's a good one. Zeke with the Eagles, would they win a Super Bowl?
No
line.
They got what's under which coach?
Right now.
No. They'll still be mediocre. They'll still be the Eagles.
They'd be the same, yeah.
All right, what if you put Dak on the Redskins?
No.
They'd be worse.
It'd be horrible.
Would they be worse?
They'd be worse.
Yeah,
Dak won't throw deep.
Yep.
Yeah, they would be terrible.
All right, here's a good one for Carolina. What if Jameis was the quarterback?
Playoff.
They'd be 13-3.
Serious?
You give him Olsen. You give him weapons. Yeah.
James. Yeah, he's a little bit more accurate than Cam.
Little bit.
Yeah, he's little a little bit.
And that's not a Jameis thing. That's a Cam thing.
Jameis.
It ain't hard to be more accurate than Cam Newton.
That's why you got tall receivers for a reason, so you can overthrow them.
And still overthrow them by foot. Hey. Dang, Kelvin Benjamin can catch stuff 10 feet in the air, and he still overthrows them. Explain that to me.
You got Funches and Benjamin because they were tall. That was it.
Yeah, Funches. Yeah, true.
I think they would be a Super Bowl contender year in, year out.
Yo. With that defense we got, too, in Carolina?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just, to me, the intangibles he does off the field.
Yeah, because they're already working out with each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cam is still doing the thing at JCPenney's.
Doing his video shoots. And
that belt, front clothes.
I didn't hear nothing about Cam calls all wide receivers this place and nope. Work runs off. Nope, didn't see that.
But, you know, Cam
surely didn't.
Nope, good point.
I've been speaking that for 3 years now.
And I would know, too. I would know if that happened.
I know you would.
I'm convinced, dude, you just hate Cam.
No.
Or no, strongly dislike him.
I think he is highly overrated, and he can't throw the ball.
He can't. He's not an accurate passer.
Yeah, 2 good years his rookie year, and
I would literally give anything to get rid of Cam Newton and get Kirk Cousins.
Ooh,
I would take that all day, every day.
I'm on the Kirk bandwagon.
Our offense styles are too different for Kurt.
Well, I don't think he's a winner. I mean,
you take out the Super Bowl year, you're like
his rookie year was solid.
Nobody had any idea what he could do.
But he, with against good teams, he struggles, and he's played a lot of bad teams, and he's struggled.
I could tell you in the first 8 minutes of a game if Carolina's going to win or lose.
Oh, yeah. So picking
that. I know because it's about Cam.
Yep.
The Cam sets the tone for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's kind of pouting, then the game's over.
Yep.
Kind of like Super Bowl. That first play was sack, fumble. Yep. I was like, game over.
Yep. I was like, this ain't going
to
be good.
Well, they forgot how to play.
Oh, Mike Rimmer's on the side against Von Miller. So.
That was fun.
That was a Mike Shula problem.
That was Mike Shula gameplay.
I mean, come on. Were you really Rimmer's? Did anybody think Rimmer's was going to do that?
Well,
And Greg Olsen. I'm sorry. Was Greg Olsen and Mike Rimmer going to stop Von Miller?
The best three corners at the time, two that Bronco corner. I saw that. I was like, yeah, it's over.
Well, and you have to – when you don't have offensive line, you got to throw more screens and more short passes.
Yep.
They don't do that in Carolina. So that's what happened.
So to agree with your statement, yes, I strongly dislike it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go with this one. What if Luke was on the Falcons?
Oh.
Would they win the Super Bowl last year?
Yes, they would have won the Super Bowl.
Nope.
He would have got a
– Not at all.
That.
Nope.
You don't think so?
This is Tom Brady, man.
It's hard to – it's kind of hard to do that. But I could – if you put Luke on the Falcons, that defense is going to be –
Top three.
It makes them 10 times smarter.
They got a cornerback and true
fire. I agree.
Not only that, because they're young. You take Luke Kuechly and take them young kids, and he like grooms them.
Yeah, they'll be a top three defense.
Luke Kuechly is the modern day Brian Urlacher.
And Brandon Urlacher was
pretty
good.
I'm going to go one better. He's pretty good. He's modern day Mike Singletary to me.
Yeah. I'll give you
when
that.
He played. Mm-hmm. Well, just, I mean, by the time
past injury stuff, he's like Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
If he stays healthy and all that, he should be that level.
Yes.
I mean, because he won Defensive Player of the Year second year.
Yeah. He won Rookie of the Year, and then he won
Defensive Player of the Year.
And how many years he led the league in tackles?
Twice. Four? He's won it. He's done it twice. Second year, once. Right. And then last year he was out most of the year.
All right. How would Cam do for New Orleans if he was in New Orleans?
They'd suck just like they do now. Actually, they'd be way worse, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they'd be a lot worse. No defense.
Drew Brees
either.
Hides a lot of faults in that team.
I agree. Drew Brees makes a lot of people better.
And he had short receivers there, too, so he missed them a lot.
That's true.
Stop making me talk bad about Cam Newton, because then, then I'm going to have to root for him all year. It's going to be rough.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on. What would Christian McCaffrey do for the Bucs?
Be the starting running back?
He'd be the starting running back. Easily.
Does that put them over the top in the South?
They win the South.
If McCaffrey
it completes
there.
Their offense. Their offense is not their problem. Defense is for Tampa Bay.
McCaffrey's be that option on the backfield. Kev Evans and Deshaun's covered.
I just don't. I mean, I can't think about that because it just goes back to the fact that why would you take O.J. Howard over Dalvin Cook?
They did that. I want Cook to go to Tampa so bad.
Because here's the thing, like, it's not a running league anymore.
No, but you Dalvin have no running back. None.
Doug Martin's going to be in trouble or hurt.
Tampa was always better when Doug Martin played well.
And this is the last year they're putting their stock in Doug Martin.
They already said he's not the starter.
Is it Jaquez Rodgers right now?
Jaquez Rodgers is the starter.
And they got him for a steal.
They got him for nothing.
Yeah,
he's a Falcon running back.
He's garbage.
Yeah.
They got no running back.
He got hot at the right time.
And you had a decent wide receiver, or you had a decent tight end in Cameron Brate. I just don't get it. You get Dalvin Cook, plus you get that's somebody Jameis is comfortable with.
They play together, right?
They won a national championship. Well, he was like the third string guy at that time because it was Devontae Freeman and Carlos Williams.
Yeah. He's in trouble soon.
He got
a lot of two tight end sets.
A lot of two it could be. You need that. I mean, Jameis can do that.
Yeah. I can see Jameis being very successful.
Right. Got any more?
No, you're fine. Yeah. How many Super Bowls would Rodgers win if he had Megatron instead of Detroit?
None.
You don't think so?
Nope.
He's got one. You don't think he would have
maybe one two more? That's Seattle. He would probably have got that one against Seattle. They would beat them. If they had somebody like Megatron against Sherman.
None.
I'm going to say one.
I say one more.
I think two.
I think at least if they had a healthy, because he's had basically no wide receivers for a while.
I don't ever think
because Nelson's always been hurt.
And Cobb means like a kickoff guy.
I don't think it's ever been an offensive problem with them. It's always been a defensive problem. That's my.
I think it's more McCarthy than anybody.
Play calling.
Yeah, because Quad is his cap. Like, if it wasn't for that throw. Dallas would have beat on Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I honestly think McCarthy – and who was that I was listening to? Donald Driver actually talking about McCarthy. He loses them a lot of games because he takes them out of their rhythm. Mm-hmm. I mean, because no offense, you look at Rodgers, he should be smashing records year in, year out.
He wants to run the ball 30 times instead of throwing the ball 40 times.
And they have no running back.
Right, exactly.
You got a receiver at running back right now.
Yeah, true.
And their last running back is eating lunch in Seattle now.
No, he's not.
Eating fish?
No, he's not, because he's losing healthy. Weight so we can get them bonuses.
All right. Jory Nelson on the Lions, how would they be?
They'd still suck.
Same. Black Golden Tate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Jordy Nelson while Calvin Johnson was there, totally different story. But...
True.
There's not really another quarterback to put on this team from that division. Because the other three quarterbacks, the other two. All right. Stafford in Minnesota. How good would they be?
They'd be a fringe playoff
team.
That's
what I'm thinking.
No.
What? I know you love Stafford too.
They'd be easily a wild card team. I don't think they'd take over Green Bay, but I think they would easily win like 10, 11 games.
With Stephon Diggs, Dalvin Cook now. Oh, and they got Latavius Murray too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, because their defense
y'all,
is
fine.
Y'all,
it is so hot here. I know. It's like fire. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Woo. Sorry.
They'll be all right.
They'll be a fringe playoff team. They fight that last weekend to get in.
Yeah. They'll be all right.
I think they could overtake Green Bay.
I think they'd be a solid number two every year. Maybe they might win the
I mean, they got Teddy Bridgewater, and they won the division over Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Aaron kind of tanked that one.
And AP played unbelievable that year to get them that title.
And the Minnesota defense is great, too.
Yeah. This is a tough one.
Go ahead and ask it.
Is there any quarterback in NFL history, because I asked this for the Browns, that could help the Bears win this division ever? A quarterback ever that could lead this team to win
the
division this year?
Now, they had Alshon and Brandon Marshall.
I'm talking about this year with the team they got. Cameron Meredith.
I'll be honest with
and
you.
Howard.
And I'm going out on the limb with this. I wouldn't. Well, Colin Kaepernick for Chicago, if he could play in that type of cold weather.
To make him win the division? You know who would make the Bears win the division? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers don't got no receivers anyways.
Jordan.
So he might as well just keep going. He could do it.
Go to Chicago.
You know who else would make that team real fun? Michael Vick. Old Michael Vick, not now Vick.
No, Michael, yeah.
Because those are big receivers who can block. Yep. Hey, Michael Vick would kill it on the Carolina Panthers. There's so many big dudes that can block, he'd run for 150 yards a game.
All right. I can't see a quarterback even helping them win this division because they got so many holes.
They're bad.
How good would Russell Wilson be in Arizona?
I'd say he'd be...
It'd be the same Russell.
Same Russell.
I don't think
you don't think it's the only thing they're missing?
He have a better receiver in there.
Yeah, he'll have a better receiver, but other than that.
Man, don't sleep on I can't think of his
Doug
name.
Baldwin.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't sleep on his name. Baldwin.
He's not bad, but fits like, better.
That Lockett kid's going to be real good.
Lockett.
He can stop breaking his leg every year.
Graham, like, he doesn't use – they got rid of Beast Mode for him to really feature Russell more.
Beast said, screw it. I'm going to take a break.
They still won the division, made the playoffs.
Because they got San Francisco. And then you got Arizona.
But Arizona should be good. That's the crazy part. Like, right. If you switch Carson Palmer and Russell Wilson,
they'd be the same.
The Arizona would dominate that division.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Russell Wilson would probably die because those Seattle defenders want to get their hands on him so bad.
All right. How many Super Bowls would the Seahawks had if they had Larry Fitzgerald? How many more?
One more.
One. They would beat New England.
They'd beat New England, yeah.
Two. Yeah, two. He definitely would not have thrown that interception to whoever you threw that to.
Because Fitz would have had position already.
Yep.
That's true. All right. What if, this is a great one. What if OBJ was with Goff in the Rams?
He'd be like Tyler Gurley with Goff. Oh, can't get the ball.
He'd really be working on his acting career, that's for sure.
Yeah.
He'd be a lot more
Snapchat videos.
No call, no shows.
All right. Is there a coach alive or dead that can help the 49ers?
Bill Walsh?
I mean, this year.
This year?
I mean, this year with this team.
Bill Cowher, if you can get him come out.
Rooten. They're going to be up. In like the next year or so, they're going to be relevant.
Nick Saban.
They're going to tank and get a quarterback from USC coming up the draft.
Sam Darnold.
Yep.
A lot of teams are going to tank to get Sam Darnold, and they're going to be real sad when Sam Darnold says, nah, I'm going back to
USC.
A USC
coach, USC player ain't been quarterback, ain't been good in forever.
That's true.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense.
Go ahead.
No, and I was about to say he'll end up going to Jacksonville anyway. Yeah.
Is there a player, a premier player that can help turn around the 49ers this year?
Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
You think Cousins would be the missing link to turn them into a good team this year?
Kirk Cousins.
I think it takes them from a two-win team to like a six or seven-win team.
Yep. I think they're going to get Kirk Cousins.
That's what they really want.
And I will not be surprised if they go after Greg Olsen.
Wow. You all right over here?
I'm joking.
Would you have to move?
No.
Think about it.
What's in that QT cup?
No kidding.
Think about it. Because Greg Olsen's going to want his money.
Greg Olsen's about to get his money. Marty Herney is going to give now. Him that oh, money. Yeah.
They all getting money.
Oh, they getting money.
Oh, Oh, no. Marty Herney's. D'Angelo got a contract. Who all got contracts when he was here?
Everyone got.
Jonathan Stewart, Charles Johnson.
Marty Herney was Oprah. You get a car. Everybody's getting a car.
Wasn't Charles Johnson the highest paid player at one point in the league?
Yep. True. Well, at least the highest paid defender, defensive lineman.
Yeah. Where is he now?
Here's the
Carolina.
He took like a
pay cut. Mean pay cut. He got him. Like, no, cut. Listen.
And he might get a new pay. He might get a new thing too.
He get 2 cents in a game. He's getting paid.
Oh, I know that he's glad. Marty, my man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No,
come on, let's have a cookout tonight. Yeah.
I need another Phantom.
So there we go. That is the questions this week. I just want to do a switcheroo, see what y'all would think.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, Too Legit, joined by Urban Nerd, Smoochie, and Rock.